Well, it isn't unusual for artists to use their works for charity events. In recent years, in and around Lansing, there have been public displays, including imaginatively decorated cows or elaborately redesigned pianos. The Capital Region Habitat for Humanity is using works of art this week to raise awareness and some money at an event they're calling the Door Jam. It's Thursday night at the Waldemar Nature Center in Lansing. Habitat has a young professionals division working on the Door Jam. Member Ben Rathbun is here to tell us more about the event and what they hope to accomplish. Welcome, Ben.
Good morning.
And also here today, artist Jack Bergeron. Good to have you with us, Jack.
Thank you.
So were the pianos and the cows we've seen around Lansing recently, were they influential in launching the Door Jam?
You know, we love seeing public art here in Lansing, and actually the one of the artists who did keys for the City of the Pianos has really been involved this year with our Door Jam event. Mm. He's actually allowed us to put some of the doors up in his art gallery in the Lansing Mall, and they're also up in the center section of the mall where Santa is from now until tomorrow. We're going to move them actually to Waldemar.
Has the door theme been tried elsewhere that you're aware of?
There's a few Habitat groups throughout the nation who have done a similar event, but we're kind of taking a different spin this year and doing a live auction with doors as well as a silent auction with some cabinet doors and smaller items.
Jack Bergeron, what kind of guidance, if any, were you given when it came to creating your door?
This is the second year that I've done this. Last year they had a theme that they wanted the artist to work around the concept of community. And this year it was Welcome Home. So other than that, you were able to pick up a door from the Habitat store, and no holds barred. They just said, go at it.
Wow. Tell us about the door you've decorated for Door Jam. It's called A Light in the Window.
Right. I'm a metal sculptor, and so I wanted to incorporate materials that I'm used to using. So I use metal and paint. And who knows where inspiration comes from. You know, you sit around, you think about something for a long time, and then an idea pops in your head. I came up with the idea of a pathway using kind of abstract imagery toward a house with a light in the window. And
okay.
That, to me, a welcoming light in the window felt like welcome home.
It seems as though artists are often asked to do this sort of thing, work for free for a charity event. Do you get this a lot? Do you participate in these kinds of things?
When I'm made aware of it, fortunately, last year, a friend of mine on Facebook posted the event. It sounded interesting, and I clicked on the link and got involved. But I'm sure many artists would also do that if they knew what was available.
Jack, how many, Ben, how many doors have been created for this?
This year we have close to 30 items between the live auction and the silent auction.
Okay. Again, we're talking with Ben Rathbun of the Capital Region Habitat Young Professionals Organization about the Door Jam this week. Artists like our other guest, Jack Bergeron, have decorated doors from the Habitat Restore, and these works of art will be sold on Thursday night. Ben, tell us about the young professionals group you're working with here at Habitat. What is your group trying to accomplish?
Well, you know, our group started back about 6 months ago, where we realized that MSU had a Habitat chapter, and then we were losing a lot of our volunteers until they were kind of the retired age that you typically think of as people who are out on Habitat site builds. So what we're really looking to do is involve young professionals between the ages of 21 and 40 to try and get them involved in the Habitat mission. So we're working to connect young professionals, but while we're building our network, we're also working for a cause to continue Habitat's mission.
Are they out there building houses as well?
We have done some projects as well. Actually, back in July, the Habitat Young Professionals had a team out every day for Habitat's Rock the Block, which is a neighborhood revitalization project where we worked in Old Town and did several home building projects. Mm.
Jack, tell us about your work outside of events like the Door Jam. Is you work? You talked about your you work with metal,
right?
A lot.
Yeah, I've been an artist in Lansing for 45 years. Mm. I've got some public sculpture in Lansing that I did in the 70s.
Primarily a sculptor. You consider yourself a sculptor then?
Yeah, although I was a television courtroom artist for 7 years, so I've got kind of a drawing and a sculpture background and interest.
Do you make a living at this, or is this kind of a retirement gig?
This is a retirement gig here. Just okay. whatever comes up. Every couple of years or so, a friend and I show in one of the local galleries, gives us a reason to keep making stuff.
And you're on the faculty at LCC.
I was.
You were. Okay.
I retired 3 years ago from LCC.
Could these doors be used as real doors somewhere, or are these just displayed as works of art?
I guess ironic you bring that up. The front door on my dad's apartment is actually Jack's door that he built last year for the inaugural door jam, which last year was called Doors for Humanity. Typically, the doors this year are more considered art, something you would hang on your wall as opposed to a functional door, but certainly the door could be a functional door if you wanted it to be.
Since you're heading up the young professionals division here at Habitat, are you connecting more with younger artists, Ben?
For this event, you know, we've really worked with quite a few people, from Jack to, we have quite a few doors that were actually made by LCC students, a few doors that were made by students at Holt High School. And then we've also worked with younger people in the community. We actually worked over at the Boys and Girls Club to create what we call the Shoebox Project. So all of the children at the Boys and Girls Club actually took a shoebox and transformed it using household items into their dream room. So we're using these shoeboxes as decorations at the event. So we've really looked to get people involved from the elementary level to the college level, all the way up to people like Jack.
Jack, are you just always focused on one project at a time, or do you bounce around? Do you have three or four things going at the same time?
I have a pole barn studio, so I have things kind of in the works. I mean, sometimes you get an idea, and then you sort of let it sit there for a while, and then something else comes up. So as long as you've got enough space, you can always try something else.
I would imagine it would be fun to watch the sparks, kind of the intellectual sparks fly. If you've got a couple things going on at the same time,
it's fun.
You never know how they connect with each other.
It keeps life
interesting. In your brain, you never know how they connect.
That's
right?
Correct.
Give us some more details about Thursday's event at Woldemar here. You'll have live music from a band that was in our studio playing not too long ago, the Pat Zelenka Project. Ben, just describe what's happening here.
So the event is from 6 to 9 at Woldemar Nature Center. So it's $10 to get in, which gets you entrance in, gets you 3 drink tickets and food, which is sponsored by Applebee's. We also then will be giving a raffle ticket and an outlet cover. All the outlet covers were painted by local elementary students. You can then purchase additional raffle tickets, and we are going to be raffling off a few of the cabinet doors as well.
We want to thank both of our guests. We've been talking about Thursday night's event, the Door Jam. The Capital Region Habitat Young Professionals Organization is the driving force behind this. You can see and bid on Habitat Restore doors that have been decorated by local artists. That's at Woldemar Nature Center in Lansing, 6 to 9 p.m. on Thursday. We've been talking with organizer Ben Rathbun and artist Jack Bergeron. Thanks for joining us in Current State.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.